Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Taylor Swift conspiracy theories, pink versus circumcision, what Google searches weed click page 2 for, scandal in the Amish community, and we dissect a Catholic prayer live on the podcast. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, Corey Cool.
Good day, Tyler. Good day, Matthew Tyler Oakley.
Yeah, you better sound it out. You better enunciate every letter of my blessed name. What the hell is the Blessed Madonna? Is it Blessed Madonna or Blessed? What's going on there? What is... If somebody came out with a DJ named the Blessed Corey Cool, how would you feel?
Didn't this person change their name?
Oh, is their name different than Blessed Madonna? Is it Blessed or Blessed? No. Was it Blessed? Was it Blessed?
It's blessed, but you sound like my mom. My mom says a lot of like the old school ED words like that.
Oh, is blessed old school? Oldie schooly?
It's oldie timey for sure.
Blessed. Oh, have a blessed evening.
I don't know. It's actually giving the more you say it, the more it's giving church vibes.
Oh.
Blessed be thy fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Jesus. Blessed.
Or maybe blessed is the fruit. Yeah, blessed is the fruit.
Girl, blessed is these fruits, these nuts.
What did I say? Blessed is the fruit.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Why has Jesus got a womb?
No, thy womb.
Who's thy? Mary?
Mary!
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Thy wombed, Jesus. When Jesus was wombed.
Oh, are you sure it's not womed?
Womed. Womed? Wombed. 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 Wombat.
Oh, God.
What is a wombat?
Well, it's like a bat, but...
Is it really?
Womb.
Womb.
It's like womb. Womb. Should we dissect prayer?
That's all I ever do.
Should we do a literal dissection?
Okay. Slow down. Okay, so if I had to, gun to my head, had to say a prayer, a prayer that I have had memorized or that I still have in my head. Our Father, who art in heaven.
You know our Father?
Yeah, listen up. Our Father.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed
be thy name. Oh my God, they were so oldie time. Be thy oldie ye. Dear our Father, our Father.
I was more of a Hail Mary girl.
Okay, well, we'll get to that, baby. We'll get to that.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
We'll get to that. Our Father, who art
Aren't.
He aren't. No, he is. He aren't.
He aren't?
He aren't.
Are you sure? I thought it was...
He aren't in... He's not... He
our aren't, father aren't. Who aren't in heaven.
Well, he aren't in heaven. Well, he aren't he in are hell.
He are not in heaven, girl. No. He all around.
No, us. No. He aren't. He just is.
He so
just say he is
in heaven.
Just say is. He is
our
in heaven.
Father, who I not,
we don't actually we don't need his whereabouts. Why are they giving?
I was like,
why are they doxing where, him?
Where is?
Why are they doxing him? Our father. Where? Just you don't need to tell us where he is. Our father. Art. Our father. Blank. Hallowed. He could be anywhere. Actually.
Hallowed be thy name.
Okay, so he's got a precious name.
Our kingdom come.
Our kingdom. No, is that what's next? Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. This is when it gets real LMNOP. This is the LMNOP of Our Father, okay? You know what I mean? Where it gets all rhythmy.
As earth as it is in heaven.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
As on earth as it will be.
As it is in heaven.
And I've always said that.
Give us this
There's
day
more!
Our daily
There's
bread.
More! There's more! Give us this day
our daily bread.
Do you have it pulled up? Do you have it pulled up?
No.
Okay, I was going to say
I'm
you're
just going by memory.
You're a fake and Catholic.
And I could really I'm be mixing.
I'm going.
Together.
I'm going by memory as well. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
And earth,
on as earth it as it is in heaven.
Yes. Okay. Give us this day
our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses.
Oh yeah, this is when it gets all beggy. Like, so give me bread.
Please forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive
us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against
us.
Okay, so you know what? They said glass houses, stones.
This is the part where I always mess up.
They said you gotta be cool.
Go off, Desiree.
Yeah, that's kind of what this part's giving.
And those who trespassed against us.
And those who trespassed.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
You know what? I'd like to have actually, I have a little bit of an issue with this part. What's wrong with temptation? What's wrong with temptation? I am firmly in belief of, you know what? Anytime I am feeling, when I am playing a game that I'm loving, who am I to deny my soul the experience of the joy of this game? When I am tempted to play a little bit of Fortnite, who am I? If I am the entire universe, mama, who am I to deny the universe the joys that I am able to experience? If I am but the universe experiencing all that could possibly be experienced, if the universe is trying to experience all things through all of us all at once, who am I to deny the universe the joy of a round of Fortnite?
I think it's more like the temptation to do like sins, not necessarily like stuff that's not harming anybody else, honey.
Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
Okay, yeah.
And now is the part where I always lose.
Amen.
It. I don't know.
Amen.
Is it?
But deliver us from evil.
Sometimes they're like, and there's something, and there's something.
And the mother and the father. Or and the mother. Or I don't know. But deliver us from evil. Now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Our Father. Oh, you are right. It is who art in heaven. God, this whole time I thought he wasn't there.
You stupid bitch.
I used to go to church all the time with my dad, and then I stopped when I was in charge of my own decisions. But then, like, the few times I've been back to, like, a full Catholic wedding or funeral, and then it's, like, snapping back into this, and it's, like, I just get pissed at some of the stuff they changed.
What did they change? Do they...
Now it's
are they dabbing now?
Now, yes. Well, no, it's like, you know, when you used to like shake everyone's hand or hug them and it was all very like, peace be with you. And it was very all like, and also with you. It's like, now it's not even that anymore. It's different.
Catholicism is just not what it used to be.
It's like, peace, it's like, peace be with you. And then it's like, and peace is with him, Jesus,
too. Oh, don't bring him into this. Don't bring him into this. All right.
I just don't like it.
Okay, so are we doing
okay, wait. Hold on, I Googled it.
Mother Mary, whatever the hell. What? No, or should we save that for another day?
Peace be with you. And then now they say, and with your spirit.
Ew.
Bitch.
And with your spirit.
And with your spirit. Mm. Girl, I'm like you too. And I just hold up the peace sign. I'm like, I'm not shaking your hand.
No, you just do the Georgia says Alana.
This is straight. Do you know me and my boss do that when we get off Zoom meetings, right?
Yeah, solidarity.
Yes.
Speaking of solidarity, Corey, my God.
Oh, you're done hitting the board for the Lord.
What? 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 Hitting the board for the Lord?
Yes.
What does that mean? Getting like back shots while holding onto your bedboard?
No, it's a quote from the movie Saved, which is incredible if you haven't seen it.
Of course I've seen it. I'm filled with Christ's love.
Yes, and the pastor's son was like being a missionary, but he was like a skateboarder missionary. And they asked him if he was hitting the board for the Lord.
Got it. Okay.
Which is also very Georgia's hang 10, hang loose.
Okay. Word, mama. Word.
Okay, well, what were you talking about?
Scandal.
A scandal.
Did you experience the nationwide?
Oh God! Not nationwide.
No, not that. The nationwide.
Nationwide.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yes, and so let me tell you, honey, I've got things to say.
Where were you?
On my couch, working.
Oh. Okay.
I got alerted about the fact that there was going to be an alert via TikTok the day before. And I thought, thank God I was watching TikTok tonight because I wouldn't have known what was going on tomorrow. So there I was. Also, the TikTok said all computers, all phones, all TVs would be emitting this noise if they were on. My computer didn't do shit. So what's the truth?
I'm so sorry.
Second of all, my biggest complaint. Are you ready?
Yeah, I couldn't be more ready. Do I look unprepared?
The alert came 2 minutes early.
Oh!
And that really bothers me.
Well, okay.
Don't tell me it's going to be at 10:20 or whatever it was and be at 10:18. Because now I'm like...
Did it really matter, Corey? Or are you just an old man yelling at a cloud?
What if I had shit to do for those 2 minutes?
Hey, look, we're past that experience and you've lived.
No, well, I'm mad because now this whole time I'm thinking, are all of our cell phones not on the right time? Or
what if we missed a day? What if it's actually a Wednesday? Like we are just accepting that we've correctly kept time this entire time.
Yes.
That's wild. That's nuts.
Except for whoever sent that alarm 2 minutes early, they must have an Android because
this is just like when COVID. Remember when Wendy Williams called it? We are afraid of Corvina. Remember when everyone was calling it Corona?
Yeah,
coronavirus. It's getting real.
Did you get a booster?
Anyway, no, not yet. But when this is just like when we were supposed to go outside and clap at 6 p.m. and people started clapping a little 1 minute early. Like, just wait.
That pissed me off.
I'm sure it pissed you off.
It's just my thought is like, I understand if like you're telling time by a clock.
By a sundial. Like,
we all have cell phones and there's like how many major carriers? 2 or 3. So it's like we're all on the same time. So,
well, not all of us. The Amish people are known for their lack of cell phones. And so when this nationwide alert went off, it exposed, according to news sources, it exposed, this was,
so you read an article.
This was going around, yeah, yes, I actually did read an article. This was, there are people within the Amish community that secretly have phones, and so you cannot mute the alert, the alarm, and so they were exposed for having secret phones and shunned from their Amish communities.
Yeah, honestly, when I saw the segment on TikTok that was telling me the alert was coming, in the segment at the end of it, they did this whole spiel about if you're somebody who's in a like troublesome slash abusive relationship and you have a secret phone to contact people, make sure you turn it off so whoever doesn't know that you have it.
Yeah, well, are you able to turn it off? Is that how that works?
Yeah, they said if your phone was off, it wasn't ringing.
So anyway, so if you were Amish and your alert started alerting, what would you say? How would you cover it up? Oh, what is that? Oh. I farted.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'd just say, she's not a Christian.
I would point at someone else and say, did you hear his beeper beeping? He's got a beeper.
I mean, I know they probably haven't seen the meme, but I would have done the like, what was that? I'm scared.
And I don't know what was that.
Did you hear what the QAnon folks were saying?
Oh my God. Well, that it was activating our implants put in by the vaccines. Well, I'm feeling a bit activated, so who knows?
Yes. That it was going to turn all of us vaccinated into zombies.
Well, I'm not quite sure if I can confirm or deny it, but I will say this. I am feeling activated.
My dad said he works with people who were saying that. And I told him, babe, this is your chance to go full zombie makeup and walk into work tomorrow.
Or yes, sure. I saw people wrapping their phones in tinfoil. This was on TikTok. Somebody's mom was wrapping all of the appliances in the house in tinfoil and putting them into the microwave. So I don't know what their thought is or what the game plan is. But, like, so that...
You know who that was. That was Big Tinfoil.
Big Tin. Big Tin at it again.
Big Tinfoil was really like, how do we make an impact?
So tin is aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I'm
because,
not a
because you would interchangeably say tinfoil and aluminum foil.
I think it used to be made out of tin... And we just all still say it.
Like how all of our parents used to like suck on lead. Yeah.
The more lead in the paint, the better.
The good times. No wonder we're all the way we are.
No wonder we're all ourselves.
Yep. Yeah. 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 Yep. 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 Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, should we bring it back to our segment, Guess Who Got Hit in the Face at a Concert?
Sure. Did somebody get hit?
No, but this man at a Pink concert did charge the stage to hold up his phone.
Oh, I saw this.
Holding a message.
Unfortunately, I think he may have had a point, okay, but what did it say?
He was holding up a note on his phone. You know how the gays do when they're requesting a song at the club.
Yeah, like he did play that. Fetish he did that by Selena Gomez. They're not going to play that right now.
He ran to the front. He pushed his way to the front of the crowd, held up his cell phone with it scrolling, saying, condemning circumcision.
He had something to say.
Yeah. I thought Pink was a little dismissive.
I agree.
I was like, oh, great. So she loves cut cock.
Well, maybe, actually. I don't know. Well, I wonder if she took it. I wonder if she took it some type of way. Like, if it's common knowledge of how. Does she have sons? Or if she's like. Blah, 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 blah.
All I know about
Does she have a stance on this? Like, is she known for her stance on foreskin?
Well, now she is. Before she is now.
Yeah.
Now she's known for...
Two things.
Anti-foreskin and flying around the arena.
Well, yes. The Pink way. Well, you know what? Circumcision is... genital mutilation on babies, so let's get that straight real quick. Get Pink on the line.
Yeah, I'll call her.
Hey, Grilly Pop.
Hey. Is this Pink?
Is this Pink? Is this bumbling Pink? Fumbling and bumbling. Hey, Pink.
Hey, speaking of fumbles.
Sure.
Then you want to talk about football?
What's there to talk about? My loss after loss after loss.
I thought you wanted to talk about your favorite singer at a football game.
Me attending a football game?
You're your favorite singer.
Ask for any note. They call me the Charlie Puth of threads.
Hit a C.
Actually, it could have been. It could have been. No, I know what you're trying to discuss. Go for it.
Well, you sent me an article that was really breaking down.
And you didn't even reply.
I was getting into bed. I was like, I'm going to bed. I'll read this in the morning.
You didn't give it a thumbs up in the morning. You didn't give it a thumbs down in the morning.
My worry is, here's my
What's
worry.
What's your worry?
I still have. Now, when you go to bed, I have a question for you. When you go to bed, what do you do with your cell phone?
Charge it.
You charge it.
I put it directly on top of my head. So if it explodes, I go with it. I cannot. If it's going, I'm going to.
Do you put it on silent? Do not disturb.
It's never not sleep. On silent. It's never not on do not disturb. I don't Got get it. A single notification on my phone while awake or asleep.
Bingo, baby. That is a good answer.
I don't ever want my phone to ask for my attention, because it's going to get my attention whether it asks or not. So, like, Amen. It does not need to ask for my attention. I will give it when I want to give it.
Forgive us our temptations.
That's what I'm saying, baby. Let us trespass. Be not evils.
Mine automatically switches to do not disturb at like 9:30, and then it comes back off of do not disturb around 7. And
okay,
anyways,
tech
I
God.
Just have I just have too many people in my life. If I text them when I'm at the gym.
Okay, popular.
They're all like, oh, you woke me up. Okay, well, that sounds like a you problem. Turn your phone on silent.
Who's saying that? You woke me up.
I have friends, I know people, I have family members in my life okay. who are all, oh, your text at 4 a.m. woke me up. Okay, well.
Grow up.
I guess you should learn to be better with your phone.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Okay.
I'm certain.
Okay.
Anyway, so you texted me a conspiracy theory saying that Taylor Swift attended the Jets game to improve her SEO search optimization to dilute the fact that she has so much negative press about her private jet. Because now when you Google Taylor Swift jet, it shows images from the game. It talks about her and this boy she's dating or not dating. And all the articles about her pollution, her PJ flying all over town.
Well, I just find it to be an interesting concept.
I believe it. Because you know why? They said, I don't pay too much attention because, like, you know, she's always leaving clues and mysteries for her fans. And even when she's not, they're all solving riddles and shit. I saw one on TikTok that was talking about.
QAnon. It's QAnon.
Yes.
But for chaotic neutral instead of chaotic evil. I'm not saying it's chaotic good. It's only halfway over to chaotic good. It is chaotic neutral, the experience of conspiracy theory. I cannot push not interested enough on a TikTok when it comes up on my For You page. Anything having to do with any type of, oh, look, And here we have
6 clocks pointing at 12:43.
Now, let me ask you this. What does Christ got to do with an energy drink?
And the devil laughs.
Bottoms up, and the devil laughs.
And the devil laughs.
That's what it's giving every time I see a conspiracy theory about anything. And you know what? The real kookiness of it all is I have lived through the conspiracy theories of each album already. So now I have to do it again with this era's experience. Sorry, I don't mean to go off, but like, oh, now we relive all of it all over again. big reputation.
Big temptation. Here's what I was going to say. So like a month ago, after she announced the 1989 Taylor's version, and she did her riddle, her mathematician
riddle
all came out.
Like she's a ghoul under a bridge.
She did her
riddle. Well, go.
She hid the word slut in there, and they're trying to figure out if it's a track on the bonus version. And then someone was like, well, also at the same time, because then everyone was trying to figure out this track listing for a supposed track, Taylor Swift slut, they were all Googling Taylor Swift slut. And so now when you Google that, the 1989 album comes up in all the articles from around that time when she was like getting bad press in the news and everyone was like saying she was a slut for dating lots of men.
Who was saying she was a slut? People were saying that?
Oh, media back then, before Me Too, media, that's was the big narrative for her.
I don't think people were using that word, though.
I'm sure you know these, like, I'm sure Joy Behar on The View called her.
Oh, my God. Actually, probably, yes.
I'm sure Hoda and Kathy called her an S-L-U-T.
Okay, so now she's got a song.
So, anyways, they were saying she really maximized SEO. I don't know anything about marketing.
You can't have one characteristic about her be true all the time, except for when it's convenient. Like if every single thing is so intentional, what is stopping this aspect of the experience of her performance as a celebrity to not also be intentional? Maybe it is just coincidental, but ooh, what a wonderful coincidence to experience if that is your biggest stressor.
tea.
I don't know. So what I'm saying is I believe it. I also don't care. I don't care.
Taylor Swift, SEO master mind.
Yeah.
Wizard.
I would agree with that sentence.
Great.
Great.
So anyway.
So did the Jets win? Did you?
So anyway, did you see her boyfriend's mom on Hoda and
I did.
Jenna?
I also put this on the Discord. They asked, how was it? Because this football man, this
is really working out for him too, because you know he's gonna be on the next Dancing with the Stars.
Apparently he's a very famous football player, and everyone's very asserting that he is famous in his own right, and people are getting a lot of joy Swifties are getting a lot of joy telling non-Swifties like that Taylor made him famous because like sports fans are like, which, you know, if those two groups want to fight, I don't give a fuck. But there was a video of his mom on, what was it?
The Hoda and Jenna show.
Oh, and they're asking, what was it like to be in the box with her? Like, what was it like sitting next to her during, and she goes, it was okay. She forgot her line.
What was the line?
The line was, if I knew any songs, I could make a good reference, but what are any songs that, I was out of the woods.
Yeah, well.
I was feeling 22, Hoda, and I don't know about you.
I love that after she said, it was okay, that they both quickly jumped in and were like, oh, we both met her and we've been delighted by her. It was a very quick pivot. Anyways, I'm texting my dad. I'm in a group text with my dad and my two older brothers about football, and it's mostly them talking, and I just have to read it occasionally. But I just asked, was Travis, I don't even know how to say his last name, Kelsey. That's not how I'd pronounce it.
I actually don't know if it is. I'm just, you know, I've decided for myself and it's over.
Well, good news. I was worried one of them wasn't going to reply very quickly, but I just texted, was Travis Kelsey well-known/popular before dating Taylor Swift? My brother says yes. My dad says only within the Chiefs fan base. I can't believe they both replied that quickly. Wow.
You know what? We also missed something pink related that I did mean to bring up. I had the perfect moment.
The color or the singer?
The singer.
Okay, go off.
She recorded a song for SpongeBob SquarePants. Are you aware of this? Back in the day?
No.
The song is We've Got Scurvy.
Okay.
It was just like
have some orange juice.
It was just a fun little tale ditty, you know. It was it was for SpongeBob, so whatever. She says she wishes she never released the song. That was a real mistake. Quote.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't click. That's all.
I saw. Well, since you brought her back up,
sure. She is the pink print. Oh my God! Wait, pink. Pink Friday 2 is coming.
When?
I don't know.
This Friday?
I don't know. Sir.
Are there going to be any spooky albums released on Friday the 13th in October? A big miss.
I did see Ali X seems to be teasing a Halloween type of single coming, which...
Okay.
But also, she's Ali X, so I'd never know if it's like, oh, is she just being Ali X, or is it Halloween? You know.
Okay.
The scariest thing is happening to a big, big pop star. Did you hear? Well, ladies, everyone's talking about Drake quitting music because of his tummy issues.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah, setting a boundary and taking care of your digestion.
I get it. What if he's trying to bottom? It's hard to do with tummy issues is all.
Well, it's not. It's just you have to, as long as you don't mind. If you're playing in the sewers, you're going to get a little dirty.
Okay. Well, maybe he was getting a lot dirty. Maybe he was getting a lot dirty and he would rather get a lot flirty.
Oh.
Or he'd rather have scurvy.
He wants to feel purdy. I believe. Yes. I believe. Yeah. Yes.
He wants to, forgive his trespassers and forgive
not trespassers. No, he's asking for forgiveness for his trespasses.
Oh, honey, have you ever trespassed?
No. Oh my God, I would never. I stay in when everyone's going in, you know, toilet papering. I am not trespassing.
What are you talking about?
If somebody's breaking a law, I am not there. That's my biggest thing. I am not trespassing. I am not. We live in a surveillance state. You think you're getting away with it? No.
Team.
No.
Goop gotcha. Goop found
you. Yeah, you can change your SEO, but the results will still come in if you go to page 2, page 3, page 4. You know what I'm saying? You commit the crime, you pay the time.
When's the last time you went to page 2?
Today.
You searched something and went to page 2?
I'll be doing that, yeah.
Damn.
I'll go deep. Well, I guess actually not on Google, but like if I'm
on a blog,
on a website, and I'm looking for the right thing, I will go to page 2 or page 3 or page 4 or page 5 or page 6.
Yeah. You're on Qwerty and you go to page 2.
That's not the one.
That's different. That's different than going down to the bottom of a Google search and clicking page 2. Does it even, how many? I got a Google screen open.
What do you mean?
Page
how many
2.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wow. I was saying I was looking to see how many pages there are.
There's infinite pages.
Damn, I'm on page 14 of Peace Be With You response.
Okay, what do we got going on down there? That's the real scary side of the results.
This is agreeing to things just to keep the peace.
Okay. Pass.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey.
The best responses for May the 4th be with you.
Have you ever thought about Ed Sheeran's death?
Okay, listen, I saw you posted this story about Ed Sheeran talking about his hole in the ground. And you want to talk
about
it?
Why you got to word it like that?
Well, here's what I was
going to say. Why you got to say hole? Don't talk about Ed Sheeran.
All
you're just trying to get Ed Sheeran hole Google searches. You're trying to increase our SEO. How dare you? Have some integrity. Have some integrity for the pod. Have some integrity for the pod. Redact it.
Any holes a goal.
Ed Sheeran revealed that his grave is located in his estate in England. It's a hole that's dug in the ground with a bit of stone over it. So whenever the day comes and I pass, I get to go in there.
Listen, he's been thinking a lot about death lately.
He's on his subtraction era.
His best friend passed away unexpectedly, and so he's mourning, he's grieving. A lot of the songs on his last album were about death. He released a second album like 2 months after the last album. And so actually I meant to bring this up because you talked about it with him like going into the, I got a next 4 albums sort of thing.
Parentheses.
Well, no, the one he released like 2 weeks ago was called August, or I'm sorry, Autumn. So I think he's doing seasons.
Oh my God. He's
doing seasons.
He's fixated. He is focused.
Why can Adele do birth years, but he can't do seasons, numbers?
Everyone can do everything. All at once.
Yeah. What would your album's themes be?
Pass.
Exactly.
I do love Adele's numbers, and if she ever gets rid of it, I'm going to cause a riot.
You're going to show up at her show and go ham with a selfie stick?
Yes.
She'll tell everyone, let ya.
And thank God.
Just leave that twink alone.
Yes, well, yes. Were you scrolling your For You page on Friday? Did you come across me?
No, why? Did you trend? Did you get canceled?
No, and no. I was... Okay. I feel like last time I did a makeup transformation, and I was subjected to it when I was scrolling.
Okay, well, so hold on.
I became Gollum this week, and it was a real experience.
I've seen two shows recently, both on Netflix, with people... Gollum is popular.
Okay.
Gollum is that girl.
Yes, I've been saying that.
Well, I was watching two different shows that really had people pretending to be Gollum.
Acting,
what is it?
For what? Like, why?
It's like when you and I do it.
What were they?
Where
were they doing it? What shows? Above Deck?
It's Below Deck. One was Sex Education, which if you haven't watched, it's had just the final fourth season came out like a few weeks ago, and I thought it was incredible. The series as a whole. If you ever need something to watch four seasons of and have lighthearted fun.
Did you say seasons? Anyways,
four seasons. I think 8 episodes each.
Four seasons? Okay, Ed Sheeran.
I saw a tweet. Somebody said, damn, Sex Education really tackled asexuality, pansexuality, bisexuality, internalized homophobia, self-harm, anxiety, bullying, stay-at-home mom isolation, consent, adoptive parent anxiety, slut-shaming, fear of intimacy, etc., all with humor and love. 10 out of 10. And that's just like across the whole series. They really tackle... You brought it up. I don't know. I just loved it.
Okay.
It was like a queer utopia, honestly, is how I would describe it. And it's like... Yeah, they threw a lot in there, but it's like we so seldom see representation like that in media that I'm like, good, let us have this queer utopia where we really talk about anything and everything. And I loved it. I think we talked about it like a couple years ago, one of the seasons, because they did a whole episode about like douching.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah, well.
All with humor and love.
When I was but a child... What are you supposed to do before you are having anal sex? Let me tell you, I was on page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. There was nothing. I was really perplexed and confused how the process worked. I read every single result. I was clicking.
You were 14 Googles deep?
Yes, ma'am. I was. How does one prepare?
Well, so anyway, two characters on that show were being Gollum with each other. And then I was also watching Down with Love on Netflix.
Obsessed with television.
And this was when I watched Down with Love, that was when I was coming back on a flight from Michigan and I downloaded all the episodes because I needed 5 hours of TV.
Needed, see?
And well, what else am I going to do? Read?
Think? Spend some time with your Lord? I don't know.
So I was watching Down with Love, which is a reality show about people with Down syndrome dating. And two of them were on a date and really being golems with each other. And it was so cute.
Okay, word. I can't get into any dating reality TV because it's like, how could anyone ever go on a date with cameras on? And not feel like it's like performative for themselves or performative for the experience with the other person. Like it makes everything feel like we are performing this experience, not like having a real possible connection. I guess if you go into it thinking like, let's just have fun, see what happens. I guess that you could
go. Yeah. Good news, you don't ever have to go on one if you don't want.
Life is but a dating show, is it not?
Life is but a riddle wrapped in enigma, wrapped in bacon.
Actually, pass. I don't like bacon.
Cool. Anything else?
Bacon has to be chewy and doused in syrup for it to be good.
The one good thing about cooking for yourself is that you can make it whatever you want.
Oh my God.
You can figure out how to make bacon exactly how you like to eat it.
You're such a you're such a little bitch.
Isn't that wild?
You're such a little bitch.
Isn't that wild?
You're such a little bitch.
I'm actually a big bitch.
Oh, forgive me. Big bitch.
Come on, big bitch.
Big bitch.
Yes.
Yes.
Big bitch got a little itch.
Where?
you tell me.
I had a mosquito bite on my leg this week. Oh my God. I was like, girl, stop. It was buzzing around the room. I was playing Zelda. It was downstairs. I had opened the patio door so that Willie could go out. Because, you know, he likes to lay out and look at the moon. And a mosquito came in. And it ruined my night.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for that.
Thank you.
Is it gone now?
That's it. Well, I don't know.
You know, like, mosquitoes only live, like, a week, right? So, baby, he had 7 days and he snacked on your ass.
He saw his opportunity and he took a bite, as he should.
He's I'm gonna get you good.
I asked for podcast hot topics on Twitter today and somebody said, the geopolitical consequences of having a fat ass. They had me in the first half. I thought, here we go, mom. Well, there are a lot of consequences. I will say that.
Yeah, you could rip your favorite pair of jeans with a fat ass.
Heads turn, and you know what? The flapping of a butterfly's wings causes a tsunami on the other side of the world. Well, think of what a head turning just to check out my fat ass does. I walk down the street, earthquake.
Sturdy street.
Earthquake here in L.A., tsunamis elsewhere. Whiplash. Boom. Bada bing. Bam.
Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me causing geopolitical consequences around the world with my fat ass. Where can people find you?
Figuring out how to clean up our SEO search engine shit.
Start with fingering out. Oh my God. Fingering out. Yeah. Okay, is fingering out, did people say fingering out instead of eating out?
Okay, well, one's with your mouth and one's with your
fingers. I know, so I'm saying, can you finger someone out? Oh my God.
People say that.
No, I don't think so.
Next time you're on an app and someone asks what you're into, say fingering me.
Oh my God.
Just test the waters, dabble.
Dabble, yes. Oh, test the waters and dabble. That is giving, while fingering me out, that's, you know what that is? The dip and slip. Classic. Finger me out, test the waters, dabble.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
All right, good luck.
Bye.